This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
They're heavy, they're big, and she calls, she's a Christian, Orthodox, Greek, and she calls her priest and asks him what to do. And he read them. He said, these belong to the Jews. So through a long time and a lot of effort, she came in contact with a man named David HaKohen. Now, Kohen is the Hebrew word for priest. Ha is the. So it was his given name, David HaKohen. And he was a very adventuresome man, and Israel was going to get their land back, and he wanted all proofs that it actually did belong to Israel, because he knew that the world was going to come against it. And David HaKohen eventually became the ambassador of Israel to Burma. And quite a man. I like that guy. I've been studying about him. And we went to the museum where these are kept, and they have a little file that moths fly out of. But Alon Sharon was with me. You talk about excited. He is excited about this. Alon Sharon was with me, and he could read it, and we found out about David HaKohen and what an adventuresome man he was. And eventually she got in contact with him and made an arrangement that war and fighting was going on. Haifa was a divided city, and David HaKohen would come with gold and two or three tablets at a time. An Arab would come and exchange, and they almost got caught. And when they did get caught on one of the trips, the Israeli military man that caught them phone back, and we don't know who made this phone call, who it was, but he phoned high up, and high up said, let him through, we know what it is. So he would take a car laden with gold and trade them for these tablets. Now, when the tablets came back, and Israel's in a war, and where we're going to keep them, and David HaKohen kept them in his house underneath the staircase, but then he's going to be the ambassador to Burma. So his friend, Yitzhak Ben Tzvi, becomes president of Israel. Israel has a president and a prime minister. The prime minister has most of the power, but the president gets to be in office longer. And it's almost a lifetime appointment. So Ben Tzvi was the early president of Israel, and he gives them to Ben Tzvi for keeping. But then David HaKohen comes back from Burma, and when he comes back, he goes and visits his friend who now lives in the president's house in Jerusalem. And Ben Tzvi's wife was an artist, and she appreciated these tablets. She was a sculptor. She thought they were so beautiful, but she was very secular, and nothing about her believed that it had anything to do with the Word of God. So she made a wall out of them. And on the wall, she drilled little holes, and she made coat hangers, places to hang your coat when you walked in her house. She had little pegs there for you to hang it on. So David HaKohen comes back, and he sees this, and he looks at his friend Ben Tzvi, and he says, our friendship is over. And I think he said it's demolished, and he turns and walks out. Well, then Ben Tzvi, he knows what's over here, so he takes them down and begins to treat them with more reverence, but then he too just stacks them up somewhere. So the man I showed you the picture arranged to have the money raised to build. There is a Ben Tzvi Institute, a Ben Tzvi Museum and Research Center. And so he arranged to build an annex to it where these stones are kept. And the first time we went to see them, I mean, you had to say, you had the Ezekiel tablets, and they'd act like they didn't know what you were talking about and try to keep you out of there. But finally, we started coming, and we made our way in there. And now we have relative freedom to go in there and study them and look in the files about them. Now, there is an ancient prophecy that when the book of Ezekiel comes home from the tomb of Yehezkel, that it will be the time for the messianic kingdom to be set up. And this expert that I showed you, he said in the coding, you know, of these tablets, there is a clear pathway to where the ark is, to where the vessels are. And there's another tablet that's missing. It's probably in France, and it's in addition to the book of Ezekiel, and it tells to them what to do to get the vessels and all this just written out. And whoever has them said, don't ever let these fall into the hands of the Jews, because if they do, life as we know it will change. So we'll never be the same. So one of the big things that happens right now is this discovery. But this expert, he was so thrilled when he found out I could read a little bit of Hebrew. And when I was talking to them there in Jerusalem this recent trip, I felt, I have learned Hebrew just so he can show me this. And he was thrilled. And he, in the beginning of the book of Hebrew, he said, there's just a few differences between these tablets and the texts, the Masoretic texts, of the Bible that everyone translates from now, our Bible, their Bible. And here are some of them. In the beginning of the book of Ezekiel, God says to the prophet, I am sending you among a stiff-necked people. But never mind, they must know that a prophet hath been among them. And so he showed me and I saw it. On the tablets, it says, there's no hath been. It's not in the past tense. It's in the present. That past tense word is out of there. So it speaks in the time of Ezekiel. And the Lord saying to him, they must know that a prophet is among you. So there's evidence on this that it is the word of God written and spoken to Ezekiel at the time. There are other differences that I'm not going to go into right now, but they are very revealing. Okay, you can turn the lights back on. Bless the Lord. Now, this prophet Ezekiel, let's see what he said. He said, he's the one that everybody likes to preach out of this chapter. Chapter 38 and 39, where Russia comes down from the north with Iran. But from chapter 36 on, this book is all prophetic. And in chapter 36, you should read these. You should start at chapter 36. Actually, chapter 35. Chapter 35 is going to speak to you about Jordan and what's going on over there and the mountains there. But chapter 36 is going to talk to you about the mountains of Israel. And the mountains of Israel that chapter 36 speaks about are what the world calls the West Bank. And he says, you're coming home. I'm going to bring you. Look at verse 24, Ezekiel 36, 24. I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. The cities shall be rebuilt. These are the cities in the mountains of Israel. They are what the world calls West Bank settlements. And they're what the world right now is stupidly trying to give away and divide off Israel. Ooh, it is very scary. Now, chapter 37 is the dry bones chapter. You can preach all kinds of sermons out of this, but don't take away the original meaning. And the original meaning is, these bones are, verse 11, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The whole house, the northern kingdom, the southern kingdom. It's all right for you to draw some parallels and blessings and illustrations, but do not leave out the basic meaning of the scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah, because how will you know what the prophets say are going to be restored? This is what the prophets say going to be restored. Israel's going to be restored. They're coming up out of their graves of the Holocaust, and they're coming home, and I'm giving them their land back. Bless the Lord. Oh, how I wish the administration knew this. And so he's going to do all that. Then Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is a war in the latter years. Most prophecy teachers know and say that that hasn't been fulfilled yet. But then in starting in chapter 40, he begins to prophesy the millennial temple. I myself think this is the fourth temple. I think the third temple that the Jews rebuild will be defiled by the Antichrist. But this one is so marvelous and so wonderful that it can't be built by man. It has to be built, I believe, by the Messiah. Bless the Lord. So chapter 40 on is going to tell you all about that. He measures it. It's huge. It's beautiful. And then chapter 43 begins to tell you that the glory comes back to this temple. Hallelujah. Chapter after chapter after chapter talking about that temple. And chapter 47, he says, afterward he brought me to the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. And you're going to find that waters flowed out of this temple, and they flowed down the Judean hills, and they went down to the Dead Sea, and fish came to the Dead Sea. And everything in there came alive from these waters out of the temple. And on either side of that river, there are trees growing for the leaves of healing. Now, earth is a mirror image of heaven. We read in the book of Revelation that there's a river up there, and up there that river has got trees on both sides of it. So earth is a mirror image of heaven. Bless the Lord. We have trees on earth because they have them in heaven. Glory to God. And then during that millennial time, this action is taking place on the earth. And verse 13, he's talking to Jews. Ezekiel 47:13, thus saith the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. This is not the church. And Brother Copeland once was invited by a group from Scandinavia. And he went over there to speak, and they already had divided up the land of Israel according to the tribes, and they themselves were the tribes. That's ignorance gone to seed. Verse 14, and you shall inherit it one as well as another, concerning the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers, and this land shall fall unto you for an inheritance. Now, when it says he lifted up his hand, it means he swore. Now, this is in the Bible several times, and every single time that he lifted up his hand and swore, it was concerning the land. And verse 21, so you shall divide this land, and it shall be according to the tribes of Israel. And then he goes around and names every one of the tribes and all the borders. And then he goes back to the city. Verse 35, it was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. That'll be the name of the city. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we see this gave us a little picture of what every prophet tells. And that's going to be restored like the prophet said. Well, I'll tell you right now, the enemy is mad, mad, mad about it.
Shalom. This is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.